is on Sanhedrin Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. Now, from the times I've been giving shir, I think this is the longest I've spent on one daf. Usually we move pretty quickly. But there's a difficult sugya, a lot here. So, up until now we've been discussing Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand Shita's Rava. Rava is that when you leave the Machteres with Kalim, if the Kalim are still be'en, if the Kalim are still intact, there's a requirement to return it. The Kalim are broken, though, afterwards. So then we saw that's a machlokas. If they broke in the machteres, everyone agrees you get to, the guy's potter. Bob machteres potter. Because the chiv misa knocks out the chiv tashumim. Kim lev the rabbi name. Question is, let's say he walks out and breaks the Kalim afterwards. So Rashi, Tosos, Ba'amor say he's still potter. The Ramban, maybe you saw this morning, the Ramban and the Rambam say he's chayv if he breaks it after the fact. So what's the machlokas? So he explained, according to Balmor and according to Rashi and Tosfos, there's something called Kinyani Gneva, like we saw in Rav Chanan Wasserman. This is a Kinyani Gneva, which exists when the Bal Machter steals it. Normally there's a requirement to return it, V'heshiv Zegzela. But the Chiyav Mitzah neutralizes the Heshiv Zegzela, so he's left with the Kinyani Gzela. Why have to return it later on if it's still banned? Why do you return it? At the Chiyav Derban. But if it breaks afterwards, there's no chiv midirban to pay, but really kinyani gneva. The Ramban thought, we didn't explain the Ramban last time, but perhaps Ramban says there's no such thing as kinyani gneva. If the guy, the Baal Machteres, takes the kalim out and it breaks, he's still chayav to pay. There's no kinyanim that took place. Okay, but the thing to know right now, moving forward, is Rashi holds if it breaks afterwards, you're pater. Ramban holds if it breaks afterwards, you're still chayav. Now let's read the Gemara. Let's take it again from Amar Rav. Habab Machteres, v'natal kelim yotze pater. Rav holds, if you go to Machteres, you take kelim outside, you're pater from paying back. My taima, b'damun kineyu. Because with your blood, you are kone the object, there is some type of kinyani gneva taking place. Comes along of Marava, mistavra milsa derav, v'shishivir delisnayu. Pashas is, the logic is that Rav only holds this when it's broken, when it's no longer in existence. Aval, natal lo. You take it and it's still be'ed, it's still intact, there's no requirement to return it. Aval Elokim, what do you mean? You can't say that. Omar Rav, afil notel. Rav explicitly says, even if you're notel, even if the object's still be'ed, you still get to keep it. You're parted from returning it. And what's the logic for that? The logic is as follows. If the guy has damim, the father comes into your house, you can't kill him, he has blood. You must leave him alive. And he takes the object, and he's nenas, something happens to the object, he still has a requirement to pay. He must not be a shomer. Because if he was a shomer, just watching the Baal buys his object, the shomer's potter if it's nenas. This person's chayiv. It must be the Baal buy, the ganav rather, owns the object. And he's nenas, he still has to pay back money to the Baal habayis. Not because he's returning the object, because there's this outstanding chayiv of heshiv zegzela. So if we prove from Yeshul Domim he's kone the object, Alma writes the Gemara Bishu Se Kaimi, it's in his possession. Hachanami Bishu Se Kaimi, so too, if it's Ainlo Domim, it's in his Rishus, and he never has to pay it back. That's the logic of Rav. But then Rav says, I don't like that logic. Velohi, it's not really true. Kyo Kmina Rachmana Bishu Se Linin Onsen. When the Torah allowed the object to be in the Rishus of the Ganav, that is only in regards to Ones, that he's parted from Ones, of Al Inin Makni Rishuse, Demari Kaimi. But to say it's really in the Rishus of the Ganav? To say that even if it's the end, you don't have to return it? The Chacham never thought, or the Torah never thought to go so far. Me did to have a shawl, just like a shawl. A shawl owns the object to a certain extent. He owns the object that if it's Ones in the Rishus of the shawl, he's parted from paying. But if there's no Ones, and the object that the shawl is using is still intact in Ben, he has a requirement to return the object. A ganav should be no better. If it's still Ben, he has to return it. If it breaks, it's nenas, so then he's potter like a shawl. That's the conclusion of Rava. Then the Gemara says, this being Uriah from the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Tnan, Bob Machteres v'shivas achavis. If you go in the Machteres and you break something, yesh lo domim, chayiv, ain lo domim potter. Depends whether there's a chiv misa on you or not. Time with the shiver, only if you break it, are you potter? Let's say you take it out and it's still be'en, lo, you're chayiv, and to kasha against Rav. Gemara says, hu adin da'afil natal nam, even if you take it out with you, it's be'en, you're still pater. So why did it specify shavar? Kamash malam dechi yeshal damim. It's to teach you on the other end. To teach you when yeshal damim, af agav the shiva, even though it's broken, yeshal damim nami chayv. You're still chayv. Pshita the Gemara says that's obvious. What's the chiddush? Of course, if you break someone's object, you're chayv to pay. It's mazik. Who is a mazik? Hakamash malam dafilu shelo bechavana. No, the chiddush is that if he did something shelo bechavana unintentionally, he's still chayv to pay. What's the chiddush there? My kamash malam. There's a din is adam muad l'olam. Tanina, Adam Muad Yolam bin Bishogik bin Bemazin bin Bemazin bin Ratzon Kasha. The dinner in the Mishnah Baba Kama says a person is a Muad Yolam. A person is always out there to damage. Whether he does it willingly or not willingly, whether it's Shogig, Ratzon, Mazin, any type of case, Ones, a Adam is Chayv, any Mazik he does. So it's a Kasha. Okay, they don't know how to deal with the Kasha. Then the Gemara brings another Kasha. Mesiv Rav Bibi. This is the key point we want now for this, the rest of this year. Mesiv Rav Bibi, Bar Abaye. Was that clear, that Gemara, by the way? Was that... You got it? Yeah? Okay.
Is it... did we answer the first question, or we just answered the last two questions?
We answered... which first question you asked? Velohi?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's just a question in logic. It's not a text. There's no way to answer it. Rav thinks differently. Rav thinks, no, the Rahmana says you're Konet entirely. And Rava says, no, you were not Konet entirely, only Litni Nonsen. There's no way to, there's no proofs there. So now, so that's, everyone, the Gemara there is clear. Everyone has that Gemara, everyone's holding the Gemara. It's confusing. Rashi's hard. But we're good? Yeah? Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Bibi Barabai. I'll ask you the following question. Bryson Ksuba says, "Hadgonev kiss b'Shabbos. You steal a wallet on Shabbos. Chayv, you chayv to pay the money. Shereinis chayv b'Geneva, kodem sheyavol de iser Shabbos. Because you picked up the Geneva in the guy's house, you were coded the object through Hagba. So that was a chayv to pay money. And then when you go outside only, then you're chayv in another iser Shabbos. That's not kimle b'di rabbi minei. Kimle b'di rabbi minei is only when they happen in the same moment, born ke'echad." So that's the second half of the brisa.
What are the two punishments if they were the same time? What are the two punishments?
So for Chil Shabbos, it's Skila. For Gneva, it's Kefil, Tashlum.
I thought
Gneva
was coming out.
No, only Bob Machteres. If you're tunneling through, this is regular stealing. Is I even tunneled into somebody's house. I walked up, I said, I pickpocketed you. Took your wallet out of your pants. So I'm not Chai Misa for that. What? Gzela would be, no, he didn't know, pickpocketing is Gneva, it's sneaky. Gzela is more blatant, out in front of you.
Gzela's like getting mugged. Gzela's like getting mugged.
Getting mugged, let's say, right. Okay, so now the second half of the Bryce is, let's say they come at the same moment. How is it possible to have an Issa Gneva and an Issa Shabbos come at the same time? So the Bryce says, Hayim Megari of Yotze, he's dragging in the guy's house. So long as he's dragging it, he hasn't performed a Hagbah in the guy's house, he's dragging it, Yotze, and he leaves outside. So when he goes outside from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so that was an Issa Hotza. And also, there's a Kinyan from changing Shini Rosh Hashanah, going from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, you've accomplished a Kinyan. He owns it now. So now there's a Chiv Gneva, a Chiv Shabbos coming at the same time, and the Chiv Shabbos trumps the Chiv Gneva, and therefore he's pater from paying the Gneva. Why? What? He gets killed. Still Chil Shabbos, but he's pater from the lower, the lesser Chiv of Tashlumim, because the Gemara says, Sharei Isser Gneva of Isser Skil Bankecha. They both came at the same moment. Who's the Kasha against? Can't hear you. Rava. Why is the Kasha to Rava? Right, because here, the guy has the ma'os, he has the money. The money are still be'en. It's the case of Natal. And so according to Natal, according to Rav, Rav says that if you're Natal, you're pater. Rav says Natal, you have to return. The Mishnah says you're Natal pater. You do not have to return. It's a support for Rav. It's a kasha against the Rav. So Rav, what's Rav going to do? It's be'en. It's Natal. You should have to return it. Why does the Brisa say you're pater? Okay.
If you're dragging it, and we consider the whole dragging to be stealing, one could argue that when you pick up the object, and that's a king, like a king of Zela, right?
Okay.
And that's one act of stealing. So when you're taking it out of the house, that's also part of that act of stealing. The same way when you drag it out.
No, the dragging, the purpose of the dragging is to avoid a king of Zela. When I drag something on the ground, that's not a hagbah. I haven't been Kona yet. It's still ownerless. I'm owned by the Baal Bais.
You don't have a Kinnick sale, then what do you have?
Nothing right now. I'm just moving your object. I don't own it.
But then why do we say that there's two moving objects?
So when do I own it? Once I go from outside the house through Shish Rabim, that changing of Rishus gives me the Kinyan. It also makes me violate Isser Hotsa. Come in the same moment. No, but Geneva is defined by when I'm Kona an object. When I perform Geneva, the difference between Geneva and Gzela is more explicitly stealing, Geneva is more for me to be Kona, that's how I'm. So again, Kasha to Rava. Why do you not have to return the models? The models are bad. You should have to return the models. So Gemara says, how does Rava get out of this? Gemara says, Hilchasa Dishadinu Binhara. Case was he threw it in the river. He threw it in the river and it's no longer Ben. No longer Ben. But you're right, if it was Ben, so then you would have to return it according to Rava. Here it's no longer Ben, it's lost, and that's why Rava says it's the same case as being Shavar, that it broke. Ah, so that's the question. When did this happen? When did he throw it in the river? So it depends on how you understood the previous sugya. Remember, the previous sugya, Bab Machter, is when did it break? Ramban, we'll see in a second, says only if it broke in the Machteris are you pater. If it broke afterwards, you're chayef. Rashi and Tosos and the Baal Mora thought, no, even if it breaks afterwards, you're still going to be pater. So let's see whether Rishonim said. Anybody look at the Machamas and Daf Yudzayim and Alf, the Daf Herif? So there's a long Ramban here, the Machamas, takes the Baal Mora to task. And he asks a number of questions. I think I wrote six questions he asks here. Very difficult to read Ramban in general. Yeah, Ramban wrote that. The way it was, the Baal Mor came to ask Kashas on the Rif, and the question the Baal Mor asks on the Rif, why did you leave out the Gemara about Rava? We pass like Rava. The Machamos comes to defend the Rif. And then sometimes you find the Ravid also on the bottom in the back, which comes to explain, and you know, she says Baal Mor, attack the Baal Mor. We don't have the Ravid on the Sanhedrin here, but it's written in a separate sefer called the Kasav Sham. That's why I wrote in the Marmakamos. So the Ramban rejects the Baal Mor, and said, the Baal Mor said that, again, you're pater from paying if it breaks, whether it breaks in the Machteris, or even if it breaks after you left the Machteris. Ramban says, no, you're only pater if it breaks in the Machteris. You break it after you left the Machteris Yechayev. So then he has to explain, what's the case, like John asked, what's the case, when did you throw it into the river? It comes to the Shabbos case. When did that happen? So according to the Ramban, where you only potter for breaks in the Machteris during the actual Maisa Vera, the Chai Misa, so somehow it has to be you threw it in the river when you're still Chayiv Misa for Shabbos. Because once you've stopped stealing the object, and it's a new Maisa, I throw it in afterwards, you should be Chayiv. Again, just like the Bab Machteris case, if I left the Machteris and then broke the Kalim, Ramban says you're Chayiv. Because it's not Bon Ke'echad. So through the Shabbos cases, if I'm Kona, the object from Geneva, and then only a couple hours later do I throw it in the river, you should be chayav for throwing the guy's thing in the river. So therefore the Ramban said, I'll give you two explanations how to read the Gemara of Hilchos HaShadina Benara. First he writes, this is four lines from the bottom in the Ramban, at least in my Gemaras, says Hilchos HaShadina Benara, it's Achrina Kamrina. Somebody else threw it in the river. I took the wallet, came along Reuven, he took the wallet and chucked it in the river. That's a case of Ones, writes the Ramban. And without getting into too much detail, he says, since Ones, in this case, Ones would be Pater, because the guy's in an Ones, the Gemara says, so I'm Ones, I'm Pater from paying. That's what Ramban says. First answer. Second answer, Ramban says, no, what happened was, the second he came out of the house, he threw into the river. It was Miyad. It was Bon Kechad. There was the Geneva, and the Shadina Benara took place, Bon Kechad, and therefore you're Pater. Because the Ramban couldn't have thought the case was where it was thrown in the river after. Because if it's thrown in the river afterwards, he's of the opinion that you're chayiv to pay, just like if it broke it after the Machteris, you're chayiv. That's how the Ramban gets out of it. Okay, but now you move to the Achronim, the Poskim, and the Ravid, you come to a different shita. Up until now, everything will connect it nicely. If you hold Bob Machteris, you're potter for breaking afterwards, so to Shabbos, you're potter if it's thrown in the river afterwards. You hold like the Ramban that you're only potter in the Machteris, not out of the machteres, so too the throwing of the river has to be in the machteres, not outside the machteres. If you look at the Ravid makes a chiluk. He makes a distinction between Bab Machteres and Hilcha Shabbos. Where's my Ravid? Oh, here we go. The Ravid, which I said is not in the back of Gemara, it's in a separate sefer in the Kos of Sham, found in the Bar-Ilan. He asks a number of questions about the Braisa, about the Mishnah, and what he concludes is as follows. He says, this is the following way to read it. When it comes to Bab Machteres, Bab Machteres is an Isser Shah, a temporary Isser, and therefore if you're not all outside the Machteres, even if you break it after the Machteres, you're going to be chayv to pay. Sounds like the Ramban. If it's broken afterwards, you're chayv. But Masha'in came to Shabbos. What? So we have to define what Isser Shah means. The Isser Shah, a temporary Isser. But when it comes to Shabbos, which is an Isser Olam, a permanent Isser, Isser Olam, like the Gemara in Ksuba says, he quotes, therefore, even if you throw it in the river after the fact, after you've stolen it hours later, you're going to still be potter. That's what he writes. He makes a chiluk. Everyone with me on that, Ravid? What we set up beforehand and what we're saying now? Yeah, should I repeat it again? So, again, according to Rashi, who says you're potter even after you broke the object when you left the machteres. Bein miad, bein la'achazman, you're always potter for breaking the kelim. So he could explain the case of Shadina Benaira, where you threw in the river after you stole the case. You don't need Bon Ke'echad, according to Rashi. I'll explain the reason why. Because Rashi holds just Kinyani Gneva. When I steal it initially, I'm Kone the object. I'm Pata from pain because of the Chiyam Misa of Bab Machteres. So I own the object. Who cares whether I break it now or I break it later? It's my object. I'm Pata from pain. So too when it comes to Shabbos, Rashi Lechor would say is, I'm Kone the object when I steal it on Shabbos. I don't have to return it because the Chiyam Shabbos knocks out the Chiyam to pay. So who cares whether it's Be'en or I threw it out now in the river or I threw it out later in the river? It's mine, wherever it is. It's Kinyani Gneva. So the throwing of the river could be even later on. Ramban says differently. Ramban says, there's no Kinyani Gneva here, perhaps. You're only potter if you break it while you're in the Machteres. Once you leave the Machteres and you break it, you're chayef. So too when it comes to the Shabbos case. I'm only potter if I throw it in the river right away while I'm stealing it. But if I stole it and then later threw in the river, Ramban says you're chayef. Because it's parallel to the Bab Machteres case. So you're chayef, later on you're chayef in both cases for the Ramban. Later on you're potter in both cases for Rashi. There's consistency, they're both parallel. But the Ravid says there's a distinction. The Ravid writes, when it comes to Bab Machteres, you're chayef if it happens later on, if it's broken later on. When it comes to Shabbos, you're potter if it happens later on. That's the chiluk he makes. What's the difference? So the svar he gives, which we have to understand, is there's Bab Machteres is an Isser Shah. Shabbos is an Isser Olam. Now, the Ravid is not the only one. There's the poskim say this as well. Before we explain Pshat, the Torah in Shinun Aleph brings the Rid, Rishaya, who writes the din of Bab Machteres, you're only potter from breaking the kelim if it's broken in the machteres. But if you leave the machteres and then break it, you're chayev. Who's that? Whose opinion is that also?
The Ramban.
Exactly, that's the Ramban. Comes along the Prisha. The Prisha says, this is only true that you're potter from miyad, but chayev if you left machteres. It's only true for machteres. But when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, even after you've been gonev the object, even later on, you're still going to be potter. Even though Machteres is chayiv after the fact, Shabbos your putter after the fact. Now, the preacher doesn't quote the Ravid, but this is basically the same shita as the Ravid. The Drisha doesn't like this. It doesn't make sense to be mechayiv between the two. But he didn't see the Ravid. The Shach, the Sma, also on the Shulchan Aruch, this is in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Sma say the same thing. I'll read you the Shach inside, I guess. The Shach says, this is only true, you're potter after the fact when it comes to machteres. Why? Because mishum de miyad sheyotzi b'machteres sulo mechayiv misa. Because once you leave the machteres, there's no chayiv misa anymore. But when it comes to Shabbos, the adayin omid b'chayiv misa, the Shabbos potter kishavdu. There's still a chayiv misa on your head and you're potter. you get the same thing as the rabbit. There's a distinction between Shabbos and Machteres. Smas is the same thing. It's all a Shittas Rabbit. Now before I explain it, the Ktsos, anybody see the Ktsos has a big kasha. He has a big kasha on the sheet. How do you say this? The Gemara in Erchin, Dav Vav, Amun Beis, it says, Hayotze Leharog, someone's going out to be killed. He's being taken to the cliff to be thrown off for this being stoned, or wherever he's getting killed. And on the way, Hizik, he damages something on the way. He's going there and he kicks something over and breaks it. He's Chayav L'Shalom, he has to pay. So here too also, when it comes to the Hilchos Shabbos, the Geneva happened, the Chiv Misa happened, but later on, he caused damage, he threw the purse, the wallet in the river, he should be Chayav, just like the case of Yotzei L'Harog, the Gemara in Erchin. If something happens after, damage happens after the fact of the Chiv Misa, so you should be Chayav. Again, the Gemara in Erchin says, the guy was over Nisa Shabbos, and then next week we take him out to be killed, and he causes damage on the way, he's Chayav to pay. The case of Shabbos, our case, is the same thing. He's chayav misa for carrying a wallet outside on a chutzah. Later on, a few hours later, he throws it in the river. He should be chayav. Same exact case. That's the kasha of the ketos. Everyone with me on that? Should I say it again?
Please.
So again, the rabbit holds, all these opinions hold, that if you're thrown in the river later on, you're pater. Even though the Chiv Shabbos happened earlier, by throwing the river later on, I'm pater. And the Ksos says you can't say such a svara, because the Mishnah Erechin says that if someone who's going to get killed has a Chiv Misa on his head, like a Chiv Shabbos on his head, he causes damage along the way, he's chayav to pay the damage. The guy's being taken out to be thrown off the cliff, and he kicks something over and breaks it, he's chayav to pay, explicitly in the Gemara Erechin, Vav and Beis. So the case of Shabbos should be...
That?
Without, because it's not Bon Kecha, it's not Kin Lev the Rabbi Minei. Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei has to be the same moment.
So then we're making the distinction between whether it's if because it's the Chayav Misa that's on your head, or it's because they happen at the same time.
Exactly. But in this case also, the Gonev Kispa Shabbos did not happen at the same time. He stole it now, and it was over this to Shabbos, but he damaged it, threw it in the river much later on. But
no, but the Isser Shabbos is an Isser that plays out the whole day. It's not a moment.
But it's talking about when you.
Okay, so what do you mean by that?
So it's kinle the rabbi name because there's an isser. There's a general isser Shabbos throughout the whole Shabbos, right?
Okay.
So that's the isser for Shabbos. But when you steal it, just happens to match up with that isser. That temporary isser matches up with that isser.
So let me ask you a question then. So let's say this Shabbos, the guy steals, the guy violates Shabbos. One second. Hold before that. He steals and mechayev chil Shabbos in the same moment. And then he, hours later, he kicks someone's glass bottle over and cracks it. According to what you're saying, is he chayv or is he pater? Chayv. Okay, so why? So why is that different than what you were saying? Okay, so.
Wait, can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah, so John was trying to explain the Isser Shabbos. It says the Rabbi says Isser Olam.
But that's the way it sounds, Isser Olam.
We have to understand it though. We have to understand what it means.
What I think it means is, if I could just throw a little.
Yeah?
That once you leave the Machteres, there's no Chayiv Misa. Like, it's just pretty simple. There's no Chayiv Misa. But if you commit the Aveira on Shabbos, whether it's 3 weeks later and you're still not dead, and you still have the Chayiv Misa because you did the Aveira on Shabbos.
Okay, so the question is, so why the guy who's the Chayiv Misa in the Gemara in Erchin, he's going out to be killed and he knocks something over, why is he chayiv to pay? He still has a Chayiv Misa on his head.
So that's what I'm saying. That Gemara is showing us that King the Rav Minei doesn't, it's not, I mean, it only applies to the actual Avera of a Chayiv Misa that happens at the same time of an Avera of something else. It's not whether you have the status of Chayiv Misa over your head.
But our case didn't happen at the same time. The guy stole it at 2 o'clock, and then he threw it in the river at 5 o'clock. No, but that's a problem. The rabbi says you're pater, the preacher says you're pater, the smash says you're pater, the shah says you're pater. So, what's the shah? So I think there are two ways to say it this way, and I think John's taking one approach. We'll try to explain that. And the nafkamina is the question I ask. What do I mean? I mentioned the other day in Shir, I think it was Sunday, there are two ways to explain Kim Levi the Rabbi Mina. Two ways to explain it. Remember the two ways? why you're only chayiv in one, not the other? Is it a din in the Beis Din? The Beis Din can only give one onesh at one each time, only one? Or is din in the... I mean, according to that, was a pasuk, but not that pasuk, it was din in the Maisa. Every Maisa person does, you can only define it in one of two ways. At one way. And you have two options, you can only define it either as a Maisa of Eva Shabbos and Maisa Gneva. We always pick the greater one. Comes to the Beis Din, we always pick the greater punishment. Okay. So if you look in the language, and again, everyone agrees, the Gemara say all over, it has to happen bank echad. It can't be that you do one Maisa here and a Maisa later on. If I do a Chil Shabbos and later on I steal something at a different moment, everyone agrees you're chayv in both. It has to be bon ke'echad. When they're bon ke'echad, is it that Beis Din can only give one onesh for each Maisa? Or the Maisa can only be defined as one Maisa? But it has to always be bon ke'echad. So you look at the Nusach, the language of the Shach. He focuses very much on the Chiyav Misa. The Chiyav Misa, which to me sounds like a Chiyav Beis Din. So what happens? When it comes to Bav Machteres, the guy only has a Chiyav Misa while he's in the Machteres. What both are trying to get. Once he leaves the Machteres, so there's no Chiyav Misa anymore. And any damage he causes, he's going to be Chayav to pay. But when it comes to Shabbos, came that dying omid b'chiyav misa, the Shabbos patur k'sha'avdo. He's still standing with the chiyav misa on his head.
So
what does that mean? So you could say in one of two ways. Either you could say that the entire Shabbos, he has a chiyav misa for that Shabbos. Even though he caused an avera earlier and he's no longer doing that ma'aseh avera, that Shabbos is defined by chiyav misa for him. And anything he does throughout the remainder of the Shabbos, whether it's with his wallet or whether it's any other damage he causes, this chiyav misa lingers on his head, and therefore he's potter from any additional payment. It's this Shabbos can be defined. But if it's another Shabbos, and it's something that happens after that Shabbos, then he's chayav to pay. That's one way to view it. Fine. But that's, to me, the din and the Beis Din. Beis Din can only give one punishment for each particular Shabbos. He's defined by that Shabbos. And therefore... That's what I'm saying. Again, I don't like this approach so much. That's what I think you're trying to get at. I'm throwing it out there. I'm not so comfortable with
that's
it.
That's the only way...
I'm being medayikah just from the language of the Shach, who's emphasizing the Chiyav Misa on his head. You can't say any guy with a chiyav misa is potter from all punishments, all damages, because the Gemara Erechin says he's chayav to pay damages.
Right.
So I'm suggesting maybe it's for that Shabbos he has a chaloshem chiyav misa, and anything he does on that Shabbos, he's going to be potter, because as a gavra, he's a chayav misa, and Beis Din can only give one punishment at a time.
For that entire Shabbos, he can go on doing
it. Right. I wouldn't advise it. He still might be obligated to pay up in Shemayim, but not based in Shalmata. That's one approach. And I'm getting that from the language of the Shach, who emphasizes Chiyav Misa, in contrast to the language of the Rav. The Rav emphasizes the language of Isser. Olam Isser Shah. What does that tell you guys? Is that about the Onesh Beis Din, Chiyav Beis Din? Or what is the other approach in Kimle? I'm laying it out there for you guys. The Maisa. Exactly. Isser is about a Maisa Vera. The Rav is not focusing on the Chiyav Misa, he's focusing on the Maisa. Each Maisa could be defined either as this way or that way. So it comes to Bab Machteres. When the guy is doing the Maisa Machteres, it's not really a Maisa of the Machteres. He's doing a Gneva. It's a moment. That Maisa doesn't linger. Once it ends, once he leaves Machteres, it's no longer be considered as if he's doing the Isser Machteres anymore. He's now simply a ganav. The Isser Maisa does not continue. And any damage he caused afterwards is considered a new Maisa. And therefore, if he breaks it, he's chayv as a new Maisa. But Shabbos is an Isser Olam. The initial Maisa he does on Shabbos, that Maisa carries through. Meaning, when he did initially stole and he initially was Mechal Shabbos, that Maisa, on this Chefts in particular, the Maisa Gneva and the Maisa Chil Shabbos, which happened at the same time, still continues to linger. And therefore, if he breaks or he throws the object in the river, it's still attached to the initial Maisa Shabbos. And the Maisa Shabbos is going to trump any of the Maisa Gneva that happens. It's all one elongated Maisa Isra Olam. But it comes to Machteris, the Maisa Machteris, which trumps the Maisa Gneva, that Maisa Machteris does not hover outside Machteris. Once you leave the Machteris, that Maisa is removed, and now you're left with simply a Maisa of Gneva, which you're obligated to pay when you damage it. The Isra Shabbos is continued as an Isra Olam. It's a Maisa, but it's only, again, on this explanation, is any additional damage you're going to cause to other objects in Shabbos, you'd be chayv on. The Maisa Shabbos you did of Chil Shabbos could only trump the Maisa Gnevi you did at the same time. But again, those continue coupled together hand to hand. It goes from point A to point B. Additional Nezik, which I would do, I'd be chayv. Is that clear, guys? Right, though. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like what we said before. What you were suggesting before. It's just that the Maisa is doing on Shabbos. That Maisa extends. Right?
But it's an afkamina. Again, the two ways are as follows: is it the Maisa Shabbos that continues, or is it the Chiv Gavra that continues? The Gavra, the person, has a chaloshem Chiv Misa on him.
So what's an afkamina?
An afkamina is, let's say, any additional damage he causes. Is he going to be Chayv or Pater? If it's a Chiv Gavra, the guy's a Chiv Gavra for the remainder of Shabbos, he's Pater in any other damage. If it's just the Maisa Shabbos that continues, so it's only the Maisa Shabbos that was connected to the initial Maisa Gneva. That only that object is he Pater from, if he loses it. But any additional Nezek that he does on Shabbos, he's Chayev. So when I was reading this Ravid, I remember my Rebbe Rav Rundzweig spoke, I think, several times about this Ravid. I didn't remember exactly what he had said. I couldn't find my notes. I emailed a friend who has often good computer notes. He didn't remember what he had said offhand. I called my charus, who I learned a number of years with, and we were talking it through before during Seder, and this is what we came up with. He's telling me he's going to take a look at his notes and see if he could get a clarification of this is what Rosenzweig had in mind, but I think it was, so hopefully we'll get some clarity on that. Now, I'll just finish quickly with one other sheet of the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach, it wasn't on the Marmakamos. And the Or Sameach has a different shot to this entire sugya of the Nara, Shadina Benara. Up until now, we've been connecting it to the previous sugya of Bab Machteris. Either they're both going to be Pater after the fact, or they're both going to be Chayv after the fact. Or we had this Chilak, this Chiddush of the Ravid, Isser Olam, Isser Shah. The Or Sameach has a different Chiddush. He says the case of Shadina Benara has nothing to do with the previous sugya of Bab Machteris. So Shadina Benara is a different sugya. Shadina Benara is connected to a sugya in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Ches, which says someone has Zorik Matbeya Al Shechaver Liyam Hagalda. If I throw your coins, your money into the river, I'm Pater. Nothing to do with Kimle the Rabbi, a completely different angle. Nothing to do with whether it's an Isser Ola, Mr. Shah. The Gemara says if you throw someone's money into the river, you're Pater from paying. So you throw some. You throw the money into the river, you're Pater from paying. That's why you're Pater in this case. That's what the Gemara means. Not because it's not Be'en anymore or anything like that. Why you Pater? So the Gemara says, I'm Pater because you say it's in front of you. Go get it. It's in the pool. It's in the lake. It's in the ocean. Go find it. That's what the Gemara explicitly says. And the Gemara says it's a din in Grama. Grama is Pater, Minizikin. If I cause indirect damage without defining what Grama exactly is, you're Pater because the guy could go get it if he wants. And if he wants, he could hire a professional. The Gemara says, the Rush says, you could hire professional scuba divers to go look for your money. I didn't break it. I didn't shatter it. If it's shattered, you can't do anything about it anymore. If it's in the water, you could go find it. So that's what the Gemara is telling you. Just a different angle, completely different chiddush of the Or Sameach. What? Oh, because they're both talking about throwing money into the river. Find one from her. From Meir Simcha found this Gemara in Baba Kama, and it seems to be pretty paralleled. I know other Rishonim said this. He's not a Rishon, he's an Achron. That's a Chiddush. But it's a very definitely. If you throw money into the river, if I threw money in the river, I could say, go find it. It's right there in front of you. So here, Terosu, he says as follows. Why does Rabbi say you're Pater in this case? Nothing to do with it. You throwing in the river right away when it happened. It didn't happen. Like the Ramban said, it all has to be a case where I took the money and threw it in the river right away. So it's Bar Kechad. Kim Le'ed Rabbi Nei. No, the Rav explains why you putter in this case. Because it's a special din, a grama. You throw it in the river, you putter. Completely different angle than we were coming, but still a chiddush. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow we're going to do the Tosos and the last Tosos in the Ayin Beis, and there are a number of Rishonim who asked this kasha, and like 15 different answers we'll get to tomorrow. Yishimi, what's going on?